This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
39157.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are out and about. And we can see them so clearly out there. You know, it's actually amazing to me that there's a lot of people who can't. But those of you that listen to our radio show, we out them on a regular basis. And we help you to identify those totalitarians that are out there in the local community. Now, a couple of things going on. If you're wanting to see a Trump rally, now it's not Donald Trump, but there is going to be a Republican Trump rally in Live Oak, California at the Church of Glad Tidings tonight. You must go to the Tea Party Patriots, the Republican, NorCal Republicans, and get your ticket. You can actually go to a search feature on Google or Yahoo and type in October 7th rally, Live Oak, and you'll still get the same information. You have to get one of those Eventbrite tickets that's going on out there right now, and show up down there. It's going to be a great rally. We have some good speakers coming in, and it's all for Donald Trump. Yeah, it's a Trump rally. So, yeah, the Trumpsters are out there in California. By the way, a lot of people are saying Trump may take California. I happen to be one of those, a little bit optimistic. But you know, we're going to be having Katie Grimes on in the next week or so talking about that and talking about what it's going to be like in California, because there's a sense amongst Californians that Trump, in especially with Democrats, which really kind of amazes me, doesn't really amaze me. They've been fearing Trump for a long time. We've been reporting this here on Agenda 21 Radio, but the biggest fear that California really should have is with the Jefferson movement. There's going to be a second Jefferson confab, if you will, or assembly, and that's going to be in Redding, California. More information on that's going to be the October 30th. Now, that's going to follow the two-day Liberty Tour number 5, in which Jeanette Finnicum is going to be the featured speaker. Right now, she's up in Oregon, and she's having to testify on matters relative to the Malheur takeover by the Bundys. And, of course, you probably may remember that her husband was murdered, actually assassinated in an assassination plot that was clearly established and set up. It took him 2 days to set up the assassination location. And then they finally did assassinate him, and they actually were going to assassinate other people in the car, but the car, as it turned out, went off in the snowbank, and they couldn't quite get the snipers, couldn't quite get the angle on the victims inside. And that's a whole part of the story we're going to be telling. And anyway, so check out the Liberty Tour 5. It's on our website. You can get tickets. Tickets are $10. Tickets are $10, if you can believe that, for adults 14 and under are free. And if you're a high school student, you must bring your ID and show it, and you're free. Veterans, they're free. First responders, you're free. A lot of free tickets given out there. It's all about the Constitution, that evil document that the globalists fear the most. We're going to put it right in their face on the 28th and 29th. It's almost like showing a crucifix to a vampire. Same sort of thing. Anyway, so it's going to be quite the conference in... suggest strongly if you're in the Northern California area or even out of the area, if you're in Nevada, please come to the conference. If you're in the Reno area, it's a two and a half hour drive to the conference. It's going to be absolutely, it's 2 days. Actually, it's the Friday night is the premiere night, in which Jeanette Finnicum will be the featured speaker, as as well as Pastor David Whitney. And Pastor David Whitney does an absolutely fantastic job with the Constitution. And we're going to be basically teaching you about the Constitution and then being able to impart to you the knowledge about how to, how to set up your own constitutional classes in your local community so you can teach the Constitution and encourage your charter schools and private schools, homeschoolers, to use various homeschooling techniques to teach the Constitution as it's not being taught right now in our own schools. And I know that. It's 41 years in the system, and I know that they stopped teaching the Constitution an imperfect document, which is what President Obama believes the Constitution. It's an imperfect document. So, in other words, it's so imperfect that it leaves it up to interpretation by him to interpret the Constitution. Now, does that just not sound familiar? Of course, Anton Scalia, he is turning around in his grave because that's just not the way it is. And so we're going to be talking quite a bit about that. And like I said, we're going to talk about the Jeffersonian. Red Smith will be there. We're going to be forming a quick little panel, talk about the impact of the Jefferson movement. And those of you that hopefully will be going the next day after the 29th, you're going to be going off to Reading and join the assembly. Now, speaking of the assembly, the first assembly, which was held on July 23rd, we kind of expected in the first assembly, maybe we'll get 100 people at this assembly for the Jefferson movement. First time we're going to bring people from the 21 counties in one room at one time. The very first time. It's a historic movement because as I explain this to you, you're going to realize that this is a massive political movement that's taking foot. Anyway, so Friday night, the night before, we check out with Eventbrite and there's like 680 people registered. We're like, what? And so the next day we walk into Glad Tidings. The place has a capacity of 700. It's packed, wall-to-wall people standing around. All the seats are taken. They're having to take seats from other areas of the building and bring them in. And we're sitting there going, oh, my God, what have we created? Well, we created a new state. And from that date, July 23rd, mark it. That's the birth date of the state of Jefferson. And people are saying, well, you can't do that. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you pull in 700-plus people in one room, when we're thinking we're only going to get about 100. And by the way, the quality of people that are there to want to change and make a new state, doctors, lawyers, professors, I mean, people of all different shades, all different walks of life, they want to make a more perfect union, and they're committed to it. And, you know, I'll tell you, the state of Jefferson will be an economic monster. All we need to do is just unleash it, and that's exactly what's happening. So the second assembly, people have been working since July 23rd diligently, very, very hard to put all the documents together to start establishing a constitution and work within that framework, and then elect representatives. So there's going to be an election of representatives, ultimately assembly members or House of Representative members, however we want to state it in the language. I think that's still something that's going to be debatable for, you know, the 2-year terms, and then 4 to 6 year terms, state senators. Those positions, those pre-positions, if you will be established. They're already out there. I mean, I've seen the documents. They've done some fantastic work on this. So that's going to be coming up on the 30th, and we don't know how many people will show up for that, but there is plenty of seating capacity for the numbers that we had before. I'll tell you, it was stunning, absolutely stunning as to what happened that day. And we expect a second day in which it's going to be as equally as stunning. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of interesting. I look at the State of Jefferson movement in a lot different light than a lot of other people look at it, I guess, because I look at it as the forming of a more perfect union. It's the forming of a new autonomous state. And as I look at the world today, what do I see is the fight for state autonomy and the reestablishment and the establishment of borders. What do you think Donald Trump is doing for this United States? He's trying to reestablish our borders and sovereignty, protecting our borders from infringement. Let's go across the pond to Europe. What is Nigel Farage doing? Reestablishing borders for Great Britain and getting out of the EU, called the Brexit. What is Mark Beer doing for Jefferson? A more perfect union. It's time for 51. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, people have been asking me, what is this song? What is this song that we use as sometimes a bumper on the radio show? And it's called Tool. Is the group 20, was it 46 and 2, 46 and 2, reference to chromosomes. It's kind of interesting, a little side note, some of you have been emailing me, Dan in particular, but several other people have emailed me, what is that song? So we email them back. This is done by an academy of kids, basically, and we're going to do a story on them. It's an incredible story about how they bring out great musicians from this academy, and this is one of the songs that they have developed here. It's a fantastic song, and if you can Google it, Tool 46 plus 2 or and 2. It's a great song. Okay, so I answered that question. I got the email. Finally, Dan broke the ice, and one of our listeners, and wanted to, he picked it up. He looked it up on the internet, did some due diligence, and found it, and apparently likes my ear for music. Anyway, okay, lead story today. Actually, it started out yesterday. I was watching this and kind of listening to some of the dialogue and so on the radio. But this is from the New York Times. NSA contractor arrested in possible new theft of secrets. Now, remember what I said about all the open server behavior by Hillary Rodham Clinton and everybody knowing about what is going on with Hillary's server, right? Everybody knows about it. Okay, so this is, you know, my comment, and I made this 2 years ago now, with the first part of the Benghazi hearings. We got the emails from Judicial Watch, and we got the emails from the House Committee. We got 12 of them, actually, that were the same emails, but redacted differently from state. So they redacted the ones that went to Judicial Watch because they have a lawsuit, and the ones from the House differently. Different redactions. Now, so we took the opportunity, Chris Street and myself, and we did a side-by-side. And we literally took the papers and we put them side-by-side, one on the left, one on the right, identical, one from the House, one from Judicial Watch. And we looked at them, and we said, wow, they left some things in the judicial one that they didn't have in the House one. And one of the things that really struck us was a list of those that were closed, copied, CC'd, on the emails. All right. Well, guess what? They had a list of about six, sometimes eight names. We count them up. Total of about eight names that consistently kind of came up. And we said, oh, well, they're all of Muslim names. Really? Yeah, inside the State Department. So we thought, well, that's a little different. So we started doing some fact-checking on these people. Well, didn't take us too long to figure out that they're all related to the Muslim Brotherhood in some way, working in the State Department. So we're sitting there thinking, well, with the content of these emails, clearly these are secret emails. What in the world are these guys getting the closed copies for? And what is the affiliation? So what is the deal with, and of course, we knew the answer to this. What is the deal with the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, and so on? What is all that stuff about? Well, it's a spy ring. It's called an espionage ring, and we declared it 2 years ago. Now, listen to this, and keep this Hillary email Clinton, we're going to rename it Hillary email Clinton scandal in mind. This is fresh off from the FBI. The FBI, they're going to run in and save the world now. Comey's going to make sure we get every spy, except for Hillary. We treat her differently, because she pays me. Oh, not me, but James Comey. There's some sort of payoff in the end for Comey. Remember, he worked for HSBC when HSBC, and still is, were funding terrorists around the world. We brought this out with Scott Bennett. What do you think Edward Snowden, we're going to be talking about Edward Snowden, but what do you think Edward Snowden's holding on to? He's got a whole bunch of stuff. Anyway, NSA contractor arrested for possible new theft of secrets. The FBI secretly arrested, National Security Agency contractor in August, and according to law enforcement officials, is investigating whether he stole and disclosed highly classified computer codes that were developed by the agency to hack into networks of foreign governments. Says the arrest raises the embarrassing prospect for the second time in 3 years, a contractor for the consulting company of Booz Allen Hamilton. Booz Allen Hamilton is the contracting company that who worked for? Our very own Scott Bennett, the author of Shell Game, who was arrested by Eric Holder and held in jail for 2 years. Because why? Because at his time at Booz Allen Hamilton, he figured out that who was funding terror financing, and particularly who was providing the funds and the, paying for the armaments and weapons that were being kind of put together in Benghazi as a package and then shipped off over to Syria. Get it? Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Can you connect the dots? Booz Allen Hamilton, the company, consulting company Booz Allen Hamilton, is who Scott Bennett, our Scott Bennett, worked for. Well, he was blowing the whistle. Now, let me tell you something. Not only was he, but a guy by the name of Brad Birkenfeld. Now, Birkenfeld is interesting because he worked for USB, the United Bank of Switzerland. But they started comparing up. Well, guess what? Brad Birkenfeld and Scott Bennett were thrown in jail for 2 years at the same time, and they ended up in the same jail at the same time, and they started comparing notes, and they started realizing, wait a minute, this is much deeper, as their facts, and they came together, figured it out. Well, a guy saw this, who worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, said, they're throwing these guys in jail. I don't want to go to jail. I work for these guys, but I know what's going on. I know what they know. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm out of here. I'm going to leave to Hawaii, and I'm going to go to Hong Kong, and I'm going to get to Russia. And who was that? Edward Snowden. He saw what was going on with Scott Bennett and Birkenfeld. So he left. He left. He said, I'm out of here. He wasn't going to go to jail or have something happen to him. That's why he left. So it's our... See, this is the stuff that's going to start coming out. And, you know, now you know. Now you know a little bit more about the secret. And by the way, it's not a secret. This is what we put together in a video, 48-minute video on Shell Game, at the July 7th, 2015 Liberty Tour number 3, in which Scott laid it all out. And Robert Exer, who was our videographer and producer, he put out a fantastic 48-minute video in which Putin saw at end of July, early August. He saw the video and said, this is the evidence I needed to confirm that ISIS was being formed by the United States of America and being funded by the United States of America. Why do you think he started bombing all the oil trucks that were leaving Iraq driven by ISIS into Turkey? Turkey would buy it for ISIS or from ISIS. ISIS would get millions of dollars and be able to fund themselves. They were self-funding. We were actually using ISIS to steal the oil from the Iraqis. And Turkey was buying it. Who was the broker for Turkey? The broker for Turkey was Erdogan's son. So, guess what? They started bringing in the planes, they started bringing in the troops into Syria, and they started bombing those convoys. That was Russia. Now, do you see why there's such a rub going on in Syria and Russia? Are we on the wrong side of this equation or what? You betcha. When we started arming terrorists, we were on the wrong side. The first clue we had was in 2013, Citizens Commission on Benghazi, in which Claire Lopez, Major General Paul Valley, Ace Lines, and others, that I'm repetitive, I know, but you got to hear this. They said we're on the wrong side of the war on terror. We're funding and paying for arms shipments. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this NSA contractor who was arrested in possible new theft of secrets by the FBI. Come in, dun, 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 dun. Save the day, FBI now, right? After you lose all credibility with the American people and the world as an agency, FBI, and James Comey should resign immediately and resign in disgrace. He has disgraced the American flag. James Comey should resign. He is a disgrace. He's humiliated the United States. And he's protecting someone who terror financed, a spy, someone who committed treason against this country, which makes it treason for him to be protecting Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, I'm being a little bit bold, I know. I don't think it's bold to be a patriot. I don't think it's bold. I don't think it's necessarily bad to be bold to be a patriot. I don't think it's bad to be bold to be defending liberty, to be standing up for liberty. And that's what we're doing here. There was a saying by, who was it, Goldwater? I don't remember what that saying is. I don't remember it, but I remember the saying about this whole thing. There's no shame in the defense of liberty. None. And that's what we're doing here. So who was this contractor? Said they arrested this guy. He worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, who managed to steal highly damaging secret information while working for the NSA. In 2013, Edwin J. Snowden, who was also a Booz Allen contractor, took a vast trove of documents from the agency and were later passed to journalists exposing surveillance programs in the United States and abroad. The contractor was identified as a Harold T. Martin III.
Glen Burnie, Maryland. According to a criminal complaint filed in late August and unsealed Wednesday, Mr. Martin, who at the time of his arrest was working as a contractor for the Defense Department after leaving the NSA, was charged with the theft of government property and the unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents. Mr. Martin, 51, was arrested during an FBI raid on his home on August 27th. A neighbor, Murray Bennett, said in a telephone interview on Wednesday that two dozen FBI agents wearing military-style uniforms and armed with long guns stormed the house and later escorted Mr. Martin out in handcuffs. Now, the question is, why didn't they not do that to Hillary Clinton? It's the same thing. Hello? This is what you get when you have the globalist elite who don't care about our Constitution, who buy off thugs such as James Comey. He's not even a thug. You know what? There is a code amongst the thug life, in the thug life. You got to know it. You have to have been around people that are involved in the thug life or been a thug. And you thugs that are listening right now, you know what I'm talking about. I have more respect for your thug code than James Comey, period. And he certainly has no respect for the Constitution. You see, in my world, thug life is managed by the Constitution. That's what we follow is the Constitution, lawful behavior by the Constitution. And people like James Comey need to be protecting our constitutional rights. That's what he's charged with. Is he doing that? No. He's trampling upon the Constitution. He needs to be arrested himself. So Mr. Martin, now, he's going to be charged, you know, that sort of thing. And little wonder why people have no confidence in James Comey or this government. Just my take on it. Just my little take on it. My little worldview of how the Constitution should be acting out there. You know, and you know, we know that the Constitution, of course, is a living document. We must change it whenever we feel the compulsion. No, we don't. It's not a living document, like they say. The President of the United States, he likes to say, it's an imperfect document. Well, you know, it's implied if it's imperfect, then it's up to him to interpret to make it more perfect, right? Don't you just hate his interpretation of the Constitution and the lawless behavior that it breeds, such as a James Comey, who is nothing more than a, well, I shouldn't say thug. He's a petty criminal. How's that, thugs? All you thugs listening, I'm not trying to offend you. You know, your work is despicable, and I don't want to say the word deplorable. Of course, thugs are thugs. I mean, come on, give me a break. But you have an honor code. I understand the code. And I'm saying your code is a stricter code for you than what Comey's code is for the Constitution. That's my point. I just want to clarify that. Okay, so why did not Julian Assange, why did he not come out the other day? And everybody's like, oh my God. And people think, people got to him. And I made the comments 2 days ago. Well, maybe people got to him. because we kind of like, you know, I have sources and my sources are telling me one thing and all of a sudden, shazam, that never happens to us. So, and by the way, I got to tell you, we are living right now and I'm putting out, it's like a weather forecast. We're putting out a media forecast that the news stream media folks, we are starting to have to sift through and cipher through stories now that are complete disinformation spectacles, and they're coming from what look like substantial websites, and so we're not going to bleed that off into our show. I'm just going to let you know that. But this is happening big time out there in our circles. I just want you listeners out there, this is what's happening. They are information bombing us with disinformation at a very high degree. So we're having to, before we put stories out there, we're having to really do a lot of checking, more fact checking, just for you so you get the truth. But what is it about the fact that Julian Assange did not come out and report, come out and give us all the information about Hillary Clinton and all the things that he was talking about? Well, Alex Jones talked to Roger Stone, who we had on the show 2 weeks ago,
as to possible reasons.
Roger Stone, the man in the arena, you're on the air.
Alex, great to be back with you. You know, it's not over till it's over. And if one looks at the AP story on what Assange says, he's going to release documents for the next 10 weeks, and they are going to specifically address war, immigration, Google and what's going on there, and the U.S. election. So I don't think anything has changed. In this case, justice delayed is not justice denied. No one ever suggested that Alex Jones or particularly Roger Stone controls Julian Assange. We just admire him. But he's going to inform the American people, evidently, on a time frame of his choosing. He's not for Donald Trump. He's not a Republican.
No, he's been very, very bipartisan. And look, you know, again, I got angry. I've apologized. Overall, his work's so great. I just didn't like sitting there hearing him say, you know, he said, she'll be indicted when I release this, and then it didn't get released. But I talked to some sources, correct me if I'm wrong, that say he was actually threatened that you'll never get a deal if you do this.
Well, not only that, he is. They have these trumped-up charges against him on sexual assault, which I'm convinced is a complete frame.
Yeah, they admit two women consensual, menage a trois, then weeks later they bitch, and one of them has been connected to the Central Intelligence Agency.
Right, and I know, Alex, you're personally jealous about the two girls. So it's laughable. It's a joke because it's a frame, and you can see that. They want to lock this guy up so that he cannot expose the deep front, the deep state. But nothing's really changed. I'm still highly confident that he is going to do what he has said he is going to do. Perhaps it won't happen in the time frame that I had been...
Yes, Roger Stone. We're going to come back maybe a little bit more of this later on in the show. But that's Julian Assange. It's in his time frame, and he will release, they say. Just be patient, Paul. Everybody else, I guess. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio coming at you.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And let's be clear, though, now that I know the inside baseball, he didn't jump you or anybody. He was going to do it. Everything you said followed their tracking. He got some incredible threats. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I have this from another source, from lawyers in New York. That's when he backed off. Now he's had Sarah Harris, I want to play this clip, yesterday on Al Jazeera. This has gotten no coverage. It's on InfoWars.com, said it will be in the next few days. Here it is.
A press conference, Sarah Harrison, we were told by Julian Assange that more leaks were coming, more damaging information was coming. He mentioned Hillary Clinton. What can we expect from that over the next few days?
Well, as Julian was explaining this morning, we will be starting some more publications that will be running with publications happening every few days. They'll be starting in a few days. And we have several of them with a number of interesting revelations that will be coming out to do with, yes, as you just pointed out.
What's interesting
the
about
election,
them?
But also in another number of other topics. Well, I'm afraid on that one I'm going to annoy you and you're going to have to wait.
That's Sarah editor. There's also a lawyer on the same show saying similar things. So Stone, that's good news. We want to see, quote, the information that will indict her. If he has knowledge of a crime, he needs to release it.
Well, reading from the Associated Press, Assange says that WikiLeaks plans to start publishing new material starting this week, meaning next week. And the significant material would address war, arms, oil, internet giant Google, the U.S. election, and mass surveillance. Yes, I think that this payload is coming, and the deep state is quaking in their boots. Now, you can't really blame Assange. He doesn't want to end up like Seth Rich, who took three in the back.
It's funny. It shows you may have the same sources. He was told, hey, Seth Rich got three or four bullets at the back. You better shut up.
Yeah, I mean, and he now knows that Hillary Clinton actually considered using a drone to take him out. They've had security problems there at the Ecuadorian embassy. The globalists want this guy dead and quickly because he can connect the dots, and I suspect they know he can connect the dots, and that is deeply problematic for the, you know, the Bushes and the Clintons and others who have been profiteering off the system while they sell out their country.
And they thought the NSA would spy on us, and now spies on them. Shifting gears out of this then, what do you make of all the war with Russia talk? Is that Hillary's October surprise?
Well, it could be. Look, I've said all along that the whole idea of her raising the question of Trump's coziness with Russia, a completely phony issue. Eric Trump today saying, we have no investments or loans whatsoever in Russia, so that turns out to be an entire...
You can see where this is going. You can see where this is going. Russia. It's all Russia's fault. And, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time about, you know, we're not on the right side of the terror equation here in our country. And we have been saying this for years now. And this is where it's all coming down to in this election. The October surprise of Hillary Clinton is that war with Russia is pending. Now, the reason why Roger brings this up is that there's tons of stories out there about Russia wanting to go to war with America because of what's going on with ISIS and so on. That's the underlying thing. This is got to be a cover-up for Hillary and for Obama of what? The fact they funded ISIS. This is the cover-up. And you heard what he said. We know that. We know. I'm telling you right now. I know that Assange is going to release stuff that Scott Bennett has, that he reported out. He's got the emails to substantiate the links between Hillary Clinton, Obama, and terror financing for ISIS. He's got that. Those are going to come out. And UBS and HS, all that stuff, it's going to come out. And, of course, he doesn't want to end up like they said, like Seth. But this is Seth Rich. He was the DNC worker who was purportedly leaking documents to Julian Assange. And they killed him. Somebody assassinated him. Three bullets in the back. Oh, three bullets in the back. Who else got three bullets in the back recently? Anyway, but here's the bigger point. The point is that Assange is going to release more information. It's going to be more revealing. It's going to, and of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton, they have got to come up with an October surprise. Now, a couple of things that our very own Red Smith brought up to us yesterday, or brought to me yesterday, and I'll relay it, is that he and others have found out, I mean, it's just that a lot of the activity that's being reported about the Russians preparing for nuclear war, running ships, doing their stuff with submarines, blah, 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 or our submarines. Our submarines are leaving port on the East Coast to because of possible nuclear conflagration with Russia. That's not true. Our ships and submarines are leaving for various activities related to the hurricane. Hello? Hello? What can we say? And what about Russia? These are annual nuclear drills they do yearly and have been for years. But who's playing off of it? The Clinton campaign. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Donald Trump. I'm going to change the subject next hour. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and, well, you know, I went to the Trump rally yesterday, and what a fantastic experience. I got to tell you, it was awesome. Rock star quality type of stuff going on. There were clearly about, I'd say when he came in, by the time he got in there, there were about 6,000 in there. I was standing next to one of the deputy sheriffs there, and great guy. By the way, law enforcement. Fantastic job yesterday minding the group, and everybody was so respectful of law enforcement and the fire department, all the first responders out there in Reno, Nevada. And thanks for what a, you know, you protected. It was great. There was demonstrations and stuff like that. These people were first class, you know, going through security and the checkpoints. They did a fantastic job of checking people, they were very courteous, very professional, very straightforward. They looked in your face, they looked in your eyes, they were looking at you. And, you know, I appreciate that as a security person. I understand how this sort of thing works. And they were looking. They were looking. They were being secure people. And even as a member of the media, you know, I got searched. I got kind of frisked up, you know, a little bit. And I don't have a problem with that. I really don't, especially in these times. And there were some protesters, very minimal protesters, I might add, because, you know, when you only have 100 protesters and there's like 6,000 people staring at you, they got a little intimidated. Anyway, stay with us. We're going to have more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Email me at paul@a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, business and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.